you have...
4 p.m. these days.
I'm sorry?
Especially good if you're a sports fan.
Oh, yeah. You're the capital of the world right now.
It only could last. I'm all set. I've got the book in front of me, and we're going to be taping. So if you're ready, we'll get started.
Sure, whenever you'd like.
Okay, here we go. Deborah Dozier Potter has written a book, A True Life Story, the inspirational story of how one woman's beloved dog helped her reclaim her life from post-traumatic stress disorder. The book's called Let Buster Lead. And we'll say hello now to Deborah Potter. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dan?
Good. What caused the post-traumatic stress disorder?
I fell off my horse and broke 5 bones. And the bones healed right on schedule, but also right on schedule for those of us who are inclined to PTSD. About a year later, I started to develop the symptoms, and I did not know what I had. I had no idea I had a disease that was very easy to treat. I almost ruined a wonderful life.
How bad did things get?
I got so I couldn't stand having anybody near me. And I didn't know that. I thought I just couldn't stand having my husband near me. He would start to touch me. I would flinch. I would cringe. He would walk into a room. I'd scream. It would startle me so much. I didn't want him near me. I didn't want him in the house. I had no idea that I didn't want to be around people at all because every single day I had talked myself out of going out of the house. And every single night I had talked myself out of going out of the house thinking, you know, I had too much going on. I had to get to my computer. I started to emotionally withdraw, get completely pent up inside. Loud noises bothered me a lot. I would become much more irritable than, you know, normal irritable, you know.
Right.
And I did not know I had a disease that was easily treated. Like so many people, I just thought my environment had to change.
Clearly, your husband must have suspected something was going wrong. How did he react?
Well, we were doing a lot of busy things at the time. We were building a house 2,000 miles away, and things that normally are considered stressful things. So, and he was going through a lot of changes in his business. So, between the two of us, we were under a lot of regular, normal stress. So, we just attributed it to that. I mean, my poor husband. I'm sure I hurt his feelings deeply all this time. I mean, I knew I was, and I didn't mean to. I didn't want to. With PTSD, it's a physiological reaction. The same way when somebody puts their finger near a candle, you know, you flinch. You know, one doesn't say to her, you know, you wouldn't say to yourself, gee, I'm going to flinch now. It's just a reaction. So when my husband would come towards me and touch me, I'd flinch, and I didn't mean to. But I could tell I was hurting him, and I didn't want to, but I just absolutely felt repulsed by any kind of closeness or touch or contact or intimacy. And I honestly didn't know I had a treatable disease, and I was so lucky I found out because I was about to ruin a really wonderful life. My husband was terrific through this whole thing. I mean, I talk about it in the book, how wonderful he is. You know, friends have said to me, gee, Earl should be canonized. I mean, Earl's amazing. And I said, yes, he really is. I'm so lucky to have a husband that stayed with me through this. Because as I keep saying, so many people don't know to look for the symptoms of PTSD after a trauma. I was in the hospital for a week, and every single practitioner I met in the hospital said, you've suffered major trauma. There was never, therefore, we suggest you look into, or these are the symptoms of PTSD. You might want to be aware of them in several months. We don't do that in disasters. We don't do that in emergency rooms. We don't do it at funeral homes. Traumas happen to everybody. The death of a child, the death of a parent, a divorce, a sudden move, getting fired from a job. For children, traumas are so much easier to experience because they have so much less control of their lives. I don't mean it's easy for them. I mean it happens, you know, more frequently. They see violence in their home. They see abuse in their home. They change schools. their parents move. They see their kitten run over by somebody's car. Their friend, you know, hits them and they don't know why. Their teacher's mean to them. These are all traumatic things for children. And post-traumatic stress doesn't happen to everybody, but I read a recent statistic that said after a trauma, post-traumatic stress will happen to 20% of men and 8% of women. We look at Katrina. We look at Virginia Tech. We look at San Diego and Southern California, all those people who lost their homes. The traumas people are experiencing in those events are countless. Of course, we think about people coming home from war, but those people are all getting looked at. The Virginia Tech is doing a wonderful job of trying to counsel those kids. But that event happened in April. Next April, I hope that all the people involved in Virginia Tech, the rescue workers especially, are cognizant of the symptoms of PTSD. My story, Let Buster Lead, talks about what it feels like inside and what it looks like from the outside. And I hope it helps people see themselves or somebody they love before it's too late.
Now tell us how your dog helped you.
Well, he, first of all, became the love of my life. Before my accident, he had become my constant companion. He was my lover boy. My husband and I were very busy, but there was a point where my husband was much busier than he had ever been. He was seldom home, and I found love and companionship with this dog. This dog filled that gap in my life for a lover, frankly. I mean, an emotional lover. I mean, you know, don't go there. But and so I started taking him to work, to my office with me all the time, and on errands with me as much as possible. And so when I discovered I had post-traumatic stress disorder, it was actually I was looking at the service dog rules to see if there was a way Buster could become my service dog. Now, in conscience, I would never violate the ADA rules. Those are there to keep people with disabilities functioning in society, and they are not meant to be bent by people who are trying to abuse them. But the little imp inside of me was looking, and I saw that service dogs are used for people. They're a medical option for anybody with a disability. We see service dogs, of course, for people who are sight impaired. We see service dogs often with people in wheelchairs who help them pick things up and ring doorbells and elevator buttons, things like that. We also don't often see, but can see, service dogs for people with a mental disability. The list I looked at included diabetes, seizures, people with chemical imbalances, severe depression. And when I came across PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, my jaw dropped. I read the symptoms, and that was me. I had no idea I had a treatable disease. I immediately started seeking treatment. The disease actually didn't get better right away. In fact, it got worse, not because of the treatment, just because it hadn't really progressed. And when I got to the point where I started actually screaming when somebody would approach me in public, I mean, just screaming and becoming paralyzed, I was terrified of going anywhere. That's when I knew my illness had crossed over the line into being a disability. I took Buster for an evaluation by a professional trainer. The trainer told me Buster was already doing everything I needed for my particular situation. He would walk right next to me. He would stand behind me when people were approaching me. He would tug at my leash when somebody was coming near me and I didn't know it to let me know they were there. A few times when I would get upset and frightened, he stood up and put his paws on my shoulders, saying essentially to me, you know, calm down, it's going to be okay, I'm here. He would walk through doors ahead of me to make sure it was safe. Fortunately, because of the ADA law, I was able to take him on airplanes with me. I was able to take him to business meetings with me in places where pets are not allowed. I was able to get from the car to the place I was going, having him next to me. I would put one shoulder nearest the wall on a sidewalk and Buster on the other side of me. in airports, I would keep my one shoulder next to the wall as much as possible and keep Buster on the other side of me. Most importantly, he had on his red jacket that said service dog, and it said to the world, this woman's different. This woman needs a little bit more space. Give this woman a break. We're all different, but it allowed people to know that I was different, and people were wonderful to me. I just incredible. The people on Southwest Airlines were just fabulous. They were great to Buster. I tell this story in Let Buster Lead about how we'd get on the plane, and the flight attendant would say, would bring water for Buster and little crackers for Buster, and they'd make the rest of us wait until we were airborne. You know, and so it was very sweet. But he was such a great comfort to me in every way.
It sounds like you're a lot better now.
Buster stayed alive until I knew I was well. Yes, I am so lucky I got through disease, because I am here to tell you that it's easy, one can survive it. There is another side to it. I mean, my husband and I are closer than we've ever been before. I'm much clearer about my work and things I do. I have so much more self-assurance, which is why it's part of the title of my book. It's okay to be different. We're all different. So what? So we're different. You know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. And it really gave me a lot more confidence, having had a disability and being so unconditionally accepted by this wonderful companion I had, Buster.
Okay, we're just about out of time.
Okay.
Where can people get your book?
I'm sorry?
Where can people get your book?
They can get it at their favorite bookseller. They can get it online, and they can get it through my website, letbusterlead.com.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Dan.
And the best of luck with the book and continued good health, all right?
You too. Take good care of yourself, Dan.
All right. Take care.
Bye.